It's June 27th, 2017. You're listening to an extra edition of the Fancy Ramen Podcast. I'm Neil.
I'm Cookie.
And I'm Scott.
And we're recording this podcast specifically to discuss the latest reveal from Nintendo. That on September 29th, Nintendo will be releasing the SNES Classic, featuring 21 titles in a similar footprint to the Nintendo Entertainment System Classic. On the record, Nintendo has stated that they have no comment in regards to shipments of the SNES Classic in 2018. Thoughts?
I don't know why we're even talking about this.
What? Are you kidding me? Really?
No, I'm not.
Did you not have a Super Nintendo growing up, or you just didn't like the console? Because
The Super Nintendo was great. I'm just not sure why we're talking about the SNES Classic, because that doesn't exist, nor will it ever exist.
Oh, no, it will exist for a lucky probably 2 to 3 million people who are able to get their hands on it.
You say 2 to 3 million people as if there's going to be 2 to 3 million of these out in the wild.
I mean, they sold 2 to 3 million of the, of the NES Classic? I'm pretty sure it was a little over 2 million, like in between those numbers. I never saw one. I have a hard time believing they exist without, you know, physical proof, but...
Nintendo has said that they're going to end up releasing or manufacturing more of the SNES Classics.
Good. I still don't think it's a like safe bet that you're going to find one in a store very easy. It's one of the few things that I think might be worth, like, if you can pre-order it, you get your hands on it immediately. If you want it, I guess.
They say that they're going to be increasing production for the SNES Classic so more people can get a hold of it, but they've also been promising more Switches.
But how many people are really having problems picking up Switches? Like, I occasionally see the question on the Omaha subreddit for, you know, like, where can I find a Switch? But usually that same person just stops posting or posts a positive response, like, in the same day or the day after. Like, they're...
Oh, found it. Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to be out there.
Yeah, they're out there, but they're not, like, readily available yet. Too bad you
don't have a microphone. But isn't that still a benefit, I guess, for Nintendo? That they're not scarce to the point where you can't actually buy one if you want it, but you do have to maybe do some hunting around. It means they're in high demand.
Tiffany is saying that there are still people that don't have a Switch, apparently. Or that, that can't find a Switch and want one.
I was about to say, because I've only actually seen a few Switches out in the wild, like, right after they came out, and it was just happened to be at Target, and they just happened to have a lot out in the boonies, because I was looking for a case. But ever since then, I haven't actually seen one at a store.
I've seen them.
I haven't really been hunting, so I can't comment on it, I guess.
When I go to Nebraska Furniture Mart, for whatever reasons, I will usually check out their inventory on the PSVR and the Switch.
So when you check out their inventory on the Switch, is it an empty box and do they actually have it?
That I usually have to talk to an associate and see if they have them. As for the PSVRs, those are always on display if they're in. And honestly, it seems like they're both at the same batting average, so to speak. Like if I see a Switch, I might not see the PSVRs and vice versa, but it's 50-50. But I also think NFM has like a fantastic stock of video games that people don't necessarily realize they have.
Well, when you do have a place named Nebraska Furniture Mart, people often think that it's mostly going to be bureaus and beds and couches and chairs.
Bureaus, nice.
Yeah, and maybe less on the video game and console market. I mean, I just always used to space that when I was living in the area. But I guess I also used Amazon for a lot of my video game purchases.
That one. And I'm also bad about not remembering Nebraska Furniture Mart carries video games. Because I was on a stint for a Fight Stick, like last year sometime. There were no Fight Sticks anywhere. And then after I finally got one, it turns out Nebraska Furniture Mart just always had an inventory of it.
Oh, that's surprising. I didn't realize that either.
Oh, yeah. There's like 2 years ago, last year was like a fight stick drought. None can be found anywhere. Like, no good fight sticks could be found anywhere.
Let's preface by saying if the SNES Classic is readily available, or if you happen to come across it miraculously, would you buy it? It's $79.99, and there are 21 titles.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No, so, I would not. Because if I really wanted one, I'd just get a Retron, you know?
Which Retron?
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying words I don't know.
I'd probably go with the 3, honestly. Yeah, probably the 3.
So the Retro N3, and that is a, I guess, like a gaming console for all the
it's classic the games. NES, the SNES, and the Sega Genesis, I believe that's the 3.
For $10 less, yeah. And but does it play
cartridges?
You have to have the cartridge for it. So that's the...
I believe it can also be hooked to the internet and downloaded. I'm not sure. Let me double check.
Okay.
While you're checking it, if it does have to rely on cartridges, my biggest retort is that a handful of these games are going to be really hard to come across.
That's exactly my argument for why it's a big deal to me. Like, if I can pay $80 and get my hands on Super Metroid alone almost, I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. That game is impossible to find.
And on top of that, you have Earthbound, Final Fantasy III, Mega Man X, Secret of Mana, Star Fox and the unreleased Star Fox 2, Super Punch-Out, Yoshi's Island, Super Mario World. Like, there are so many fantastic games here. Street Fighter II Turbo Hyper Fighting. When I was like 13 or 12 years old, I was trying to buy the Final Fantasy III cart from our local video game rental place, because they would sell you cartridges, you know, if you asked. When I asked to buy their FF3 or 6 by today's naming, they flat out refused. They said, no, we cannot sell this cartridge.
We can't put a price on it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I totally understand that. Yeah, I just went to Amazon to double check to make sure I'm not being hyperbolic, but the first Super Metroid cartridge I found, which is in like what I'd call fair to okay condition, $73.83 in US dollars. The SNES almost pays for itself on that point, the classic at least. And as far as the list of games, like I'm just focusing on Super Metroid because it's a game that I've always wanted to play. I've played every Metroid but that one. And there's so many others here that you could say kind of qualify for that too. If you have your Final Fantasy III, I've always wanted to play Earthbound. That's not a ROM version. F-Zero, they have 2 Kirby games. Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past is another one that's sometimes a little tricky to find. That's an amazing game. The Star Foxes, Street Fighter, Mario Kart's Mario RPG, Yoshi's Island, like these games are amazing. All of them are really good. And so $80 for multiplayer and a handful of what I think are some of the best games I've played in 20 years. Sign me up.
And again, like just to proactively quell any argument or email that would be written saying, but Neil, you said that the NES Classic was a waste of money because of emulation. And it's like, yeah, that's still a good counter to this. And not to mention, too, like with the SNES and a Genesis, for that matter, you're starting to get into the age where it's like it's still relatively easy to get working pieces for those machines or working consoles. But to counter first the actual console, getting that to look good on an HD TV or anything that you need to upscale is not easy. Like, they have products out there like the FrameMeister that cost hundreds of dollars before you get into professional conversion and upscaling. That's what you need to make it look good. And when it comes to emulation, like, part of me also wonders too that once you get to this point, I have like a level of purity that I wonder if my emulator of choice is actually reproducing games correctly. Like Final Fantasy III is a title that I've like emulated and played multiple playthroughs on different platforms. And I recall like in my favorite emulators, the SNES, that it would have occasional graphical glitches. And also ZSNES, like any other emulator, being able to change the playback sound format, like between, or sampling rate between 48K, 44 and so forth, and especially not knowing as much back then, like there's a very drastic change between each of those settings. And I still just kind of wonder, like, what is it actually supposed to sound like? Because I think the sound in particular is something that people don't necessarily have as strict a ear for in terms of faithful reproductions.
Oh, yeah. You're totally right on that point. I lost out on the whole emulation argument last time I tried to play Chrono Trigger on, I think it was the ZSNES emulator. At one point in time, you know, the in the story, you can save, I believe, your character, like Luca's mother, if I remember correctly, on a conveyor belt.
Yep.
And you have to input some button commands. Well, with the emulation, it just didn't work no matter how many times I tried it. So I had to give up on being able to resolve that quest line because of the keyboard inputs being incapable of registering like the commands I was supposed to put in.
Really?
So yeah. I mean, and that's always kind of left me a sour taste with emulation. I don't know if I played an emulator after that. And the other thing was too is I was playing a different Metroid that I was emulating, and holy shit, it's so hard to play when you're using a keyboard setup. And now that I do have and I haven't used an emulator in quite a while now, but now that I do have a controller, you know, I might go back to that if I have to. But I'm okay with paying Nintendo, you know, to have a physical console that I can kind of drag around somewhere, plug into a variety of TVs, and have this whole library just up and open. And I guess it saves space on my computer too.
So I did do research. The Retron does not go online, so you cannot use ROMs, at least for the 3.
Okay.
I think the 5 you can use ROMs. Yeah.
I did see that they had some more recent versions.
Oh yeah. I picked 3 because of the price point. So in regards to the lineup of games, I am more excited about these lineup of games rather than what was being offered with the NES Classic.
Agreed.
But I still wouldn't buy one because I don't want to go back. I never want to go back.
That's okay, Cookie. We understand. You got to save up for that second Switch.
You also have to save up for that Oculus Rift.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly that one. Actually, no, I don't have to save it for that, but that's for the regular episode.
Sounds good. While we're talking about the list of games, I do want to point out that there are like a few vital titles missing. Some of them I can kind of see, like Castlevania Dracula X is not on there, but Castlevania 4 is. And that's kind of like a topic of contention, even between diehard Castlevania fans. And then they have Secret of Mana, but there's no 3 controller support as far as I can tell. And Secret of Mana is a 3-player game at its best.
I doubt that you're going to find that it's going to have 3 controller support at any point in time.
And with that in mind, there's also no Super Bomberman. I don't know if anyone else feels as strongly about that, but that's a big staple of the Super Nintendo lineup, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, it's a killer multiplayer option.
And Konami's on this list already with Castlevania, so I'm surprised they didn't have that, even without the multiple or the multi-tap support.
Mm-hmm. They were worried about size restrictions, Neil.
Yeah, but like a controller port it could be infinitely small at this point. Like, granted,
I was talking about the lack there of games.
Oh, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, do you think every one of those games on that list deserves to be there or has to be there?
Yeah, I mean, I could see myself crossing out Contra 3 immediately. I just wouldn't care about that. Can go.
I've got 4 games on this list that I'd want to play, but besides that,
Ghouls and Ghosts I'd take out. Super Ghouls and Ghosts, and maybe Castlevania since I haven't played one, but maybe I should keep it in there if I haven't played one.
All right, I mean, maybe this is going to be unpopular, but F-Zero I don't think belongs there.
I've always wanted to try F-Zero. I played the GameCube version, and I really enjoyed that. So
I would keep F-Zero.
We did Fast RMX recently. F-Zero is like a return to form there.
Super Mario RPG, you got to keep that.
That's mainly the only reason I'd get this thing. But it doesn't exist, nor will it ever exist. So
Yeah. And we're also arguing on something that it's not like they were limited to 21 titles. It's not like there is a 400 megabyte limit here. I mean, those probably aren't even that big. I just kind of hate the fact that I really want this in comparison to the NES.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to be a part of the like Christmas season shopping rat race to get items that I really want, but I really would like to get my hands on this if at all possible, especially because it comes out in September, which is pretty close to my birthday. So it would be a great birthday gift to me. Just helps me sell it to myself a little bit better.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts on it?
Pre-orders may exist for this one, but they may not exist for this one.
So far, they don't, but I'll keep my eye out if they do. It sounds like Neil and I are going to be in competition to see who can get one.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see which one of us is lucky enough if either of us get to it.
It looks like there was a small window for them in the UK and Australia, but nothing in the US quite yet. I think that about wraps this up. Super Nintendo Entertainment System Classic. Good luck to everyone who wants one.
Don't get your hopes up, guys. Don't get your hopes up. Bye. Omake.
Omake.